Five, four, three, two, one, zero, ignition, liftoff.
Welcome to back to Between the Hashes. We are finally back. We're actually going to try to actually make this a regular thing for as best as we can. We are extremely bored. We're stuck in the house. Welcome to the year of coronavirus. I am James. We got Tall Man John over here. We got CJ over there. What's up, boys?
How we doing, gentlemen?
What's up, guys? How's quarantine?
Oh, boring. So boring.
Cabin fever's the worst.
I miss you guys so much.
I know. Can't wait to have a beer.
I know. We need to go and have beers and wings ASAP.
I need Bonefish Harry's Island Wings like I need air to breathe right now.
I haven't stopped craving those. That was like the night before they told us to everybody stay home too.
I know. Because I was even like, I wanted to go really bad because I wanted to hang out with you guys and I wanted to see Swifty play his Irish music right by St. Paddy's Day. But part of me was like, man, I don't know if I should be doing this. It's starting to get a little crazy out there. But I went anyways. And I'm happy I did because those were some of the best wings I've ever had in my life.
Yes, agreed. Actually, the kid that I brought, Kevin, he had tickets to go to some show that night, got canceled. Then he had tickets to go to the Bruins game that following Monday. That got canceled. And me and him were going to go to the Bruins game on Monday. I was like, screw it. You want to just wear your, like, bring your Bruins stuff to work and we'll just go out into Boston like we're going to go to the game? No, like, when we all got the notice that, like, everybody was getting laid off that Monday, and, like, Boston was shutting down. Yeah. I was like, so are we doing this? He's like, we probably shouldn't. And I was like, I know, but I
got to live a little.
I know. I was like, I kind of do if we're going to get stuck in the house for years to come.
No yeah, shit. I feel that. May 4th, right? What's that, the earliest we're getting out at this point? That's what they say.
Yeah,
May
if 4th. We're lucky.
If we're lucky.
At first, it was supposed to be 2 weeks, and now we're on a month. And we still have another month to go. Yeah. I don't see this ending anytime soon, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's an interesting experience, man. We'll be able to talk about it one day.
I know, but we're here. Our golden voices are here to cheer up your days, give you something to listen to while you're stuck at home and you need to get away from your significant other for about a couple minutes. We're here for you.
It's not that bad.
The combine just passed. All three of us kind of picked out. We didn't really watch the whole thing, so I'm not going to drag up on it. Obviously, Jefferson, Judy, Ruggs, all of them balled out like crazy. This upcoming draft is going to be fun to watch if it actually happens.
Fun to listen to.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun to listen to. They're gonna do it like this, a podcast.
Yeah, around the radio,
like 2 weeks later. But yeah, there's a lot of interesting question marks that I have for a lot of teams. One of them being Green Bay, and I'll let the mic go over to Tom Man so he can fill us in on what exactly do you think Green Bay is gonna do in this upcoming draft. What do you think is like their biggest need?
What is their biggest need? Probably tackle, maybe cornerback. They don't value inside linebacker, so I would say that. But I don't think that they're going to be leaning that way.
They just signed who is it? Kirksey, right?
Kirksey. They signed Kirksey, which is nice. He's been hurt the past couple of years, so it was kind of one of those low risk, potentially high reward deals. Mm-hmm. Replacing Martinez in the middle, I think they're looking to get a little more athletic.
Big blue, yeah.
Hey, enjoy your 170 tackles a year that are 4.5 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, so you can have that as much as you want.
They did also get tackle. They got the 1-2 punch right there.
What's that?
They got Fackle on with them.
That's enjoy that, my friend.
Greatest ever put on the green and gold.
Take him.
You know what? I will take coronavirus if it means Kyler Fackrell leaves the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, wow. Not bad. That's what I'm in for.
No, it's not that bad. That was.
I know. You always.
I don't know, man. I would love them to get a stud inside linebacker, somebody who can have the impact like a Roquan Smith. I understand that that guy's not going to be there when they're picking at 30, but even if he was, I'm not sure they go that direction anyways. I think they're all about building up that D-line, having the guys, having the Smiths come off the edges, and then having the cornerback support down the field. So I think they're going to go tackle, losing Brian Bulaga. I think they need another bookend to pair with Bakhtiari. I'm not sure Rick Wagner, who they also signed, is the answer. I don't know if they plan on kicking Billy Turner out from guard to tackle down the road. So I could see that. What I want them to do is wide receiver. I want them to load up on weapons for Rodgers in the twilight of his career. They haven't taken a wide receiver first round, I don't think, since Javon Walker back in the early 2000s. They took, I think Jordy was a second round pick. Devontae was the second round pick. Those are the highest they've taken in the last decade or so. So I would like to see them go receiver first round. But again, I don't think they're going that way. I think they're going tackle or trade down.
Yeah, I could see them. I could see them trading down their 30th pick for somebody who wants to get back in to the first round late, like the Ravens did when they got Lamar. And then wherever they land in the second round, I think that first pick in the second round is probably going to be a wide receiver.
So ironically enough, that's what they did. I think it was coming up on 4 years ago. I think they were picking 30 or 29 or something like that. And they traded out of the first round for the first pick in the second round. And that was when the Steelers took TJ Watt ahead of them, which drives everybody crazy. They traded back. They took Kevin King with the first pick in the second round. Kevin King's in a contract year this year, which is why I think they also might go cornerback. So it'd be kind of interesting if they trade back and take a corner in the second round, just like they did with King 4 years prior, because they've got King's up. I think Bakhtiari's up in 1 year. Lindsley's up in 1 year. Aaron Jones is up in 1 year. So they got a lot of contracts coming due. I like Kevin King, but you can't pay everybody. So I wouldn't be surprised if they go corner too.
He's been kind of injury prone lately, right?
Super injury prone besides last year. And he was awesome last year.
Right.
He got beat a couple times. Every cornerback does, unless your name is Darrell Revis and it's the year 2009. But I thought the defense was much better with him on the field than they were with him off. And him and Jair paired together with Darnell and Amos in the back, I like that a lot. So I hope they keep him. I understand you can't keep everybody, but I think tackle, cornerback, trade back are the three most probable paths that the Packers go.
Has there been any names that you've seen around linked to that 30th pick, whether it's O-line or wide receiver?
People are hoping against hope for Jefferson for at wide receiver, but I think the consensus is he isn't going to be there. The funny thing with the draft is, and I see it a lot, Patriots fans see it a lot, picking so late too. The list of quote unquote guys who won't be there at pick X winds up being like 45 or 50 guys when there's only 32 picks in the first round, which I find really funny when that goes. So, I mean, you can say that guy's not going to be there at 30. You never know. Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to be there at 24 in 2005. So anything can happen. Ja'Kai Polite isn't going to be there at 29. So who knows? Who knows? Jefferson would be sweet. A big name receiver would be sweet. But
what about that kid Ringer from TCU?
What's I'd take him. I'd take anybody who is unanimously getting a first round grade. Give him the G on the side of the helmet, man. I'll take him.
I've seen, I mean, I am Notre Dame biased, and I've seen like a lot of articles. I follow a lot of the Notre Dame writers, and they're saying that Chase Claypool tested all around better than any wide receiver. Obviously, Judy and them tested better in the 40, and you can kind of, there's no exact test for the hands, but Claypool is right there testing with them, and then they've been asking scouts around, and his name's been dropped late, but the guy's a freak in nature. He measures like a tight end, but he runs like a wide receiver, and that's where whoever gets him, probably second or third, might be getting. He's going to be a great special teamer. He was awesome on the special teams for Notre Dame. He was always first one down the field, flying his head off. But I think he's definitely a name that 28, 30, 31, if he goes there, like, I could see it. that will probably be a surprise to the whole like professional community. But yeah, I could see Claypool being a steal come late second, early third round.
Give me a weapon, man. Put as much talent around Rodgers for the next 3 or 4 years as you can. I mean, they went from Favre to Rodgers, which is an absolute godsend. It's not going to happen 3 times in a row. If you're in cap hell, you're in cap hell. That's how I look at it. It's you're going to drop off. See if you can win another one or two with one of the best to ever do it, and just see how that goes.
Yeah, that's what my I think you're long away from trying to find the replacement. The best is shoot for the stars when you get into like the fifth round this year, next year. Don't try to take one in the first few rounds.
I want them to take a quarterback. I think they should at some point in this draft. If they take a quarterback with their first round pick or second round pick, that's the one thing that would set me off this year.
That would be annoying.
It's not the time yet.
I was going to say, I think I just saw someone, I forget, maybe, I think it was maybe ESPN. Someone's mock drafting Julian Love at 32.
Nope. I understand you got to be prepared to get the next Aaron Rodgers if you think he's that guy, but Rodgers got 3 more years on his deal. It's not time yet. They can still win with him. Keep beefing up that defense. Keep giving him weapons. They can win it. It's not time yet.
Yeah, the little bit of the combine I did see, I saw Love, I saw the guy from Purdue, and what's his name from Michigan State throwing.
You guys cut out.
Oh man, were they bad? Like they didn't do bad in like the measurables, but when they were actually trying to hit wide receivers running the routes and whatnot, man, they were all over the field. They were not consistent. They were inaccurate. Oh, they looked ugly. They did not look good.
It's throwing in t-shirts against the air. You got to hit those, man.
Yeah, I know. And they did not look good. But anyways, we'll move on. What about the Giants? Have you seen anything on the Giants there, Siege? Whether or not you see any needs, wants, any names linked? What do you think is, I guess, the biggest needs?
I haven't seen much besides Isaiah Simmons, the Swiss Army knife out of Clemson. I think that makes the most sense for the Giants at where they drafting for.
They are currently drafting four.
Yeah, Giants at I love Simmons at four. I think he kind of similar to Jabril Peppers, who they picked up in the OBJ trade. I think he'd be a great fit on that defense, sort of what they missed when they drafted Daniel Jones over Josh Allen last year. So I feel like they definitely need that versatile Viper back to come in and just sort of bring that presence off the edge, something they've been lacking since Umenyora or Justin Tuck. So they're missing or even JPP. You know, they missed that presence. You know, they drafted Dexter Lawrence last year. He's sort of a nose tackle. He's not really solid off the edge. So I think Simmons is a home run at four. I think they've knocked their last couple picks out of the park. Once they stop putting this all together, I think the Giants actually have a legitimate team. And the NFC East is always up for grabs, so why the hell not? I think maybe they're a year or two away at best, but Giants are going to contend.
You know, it's a problem though. When a year or two away comes, you're going to have to be paying Saquon $15 million a year, or he's going to be gone. Hashtag running back in the first round.
But we've had this discussion
he's kind of worth it.
He is a transcendent back, dude. Him, like Christian McCaffrey, Zeke, those, they've nailed it. Gurley for a while panned out to be
great. And what happens?
But he had injury history in college. If anybody who's followed his career, he got injured his last season at Georgia. So I guess it all catches up to you, but I don't think Saquon was healthy his college career, and McCaffrey was too. I think some players are worth it. Maybe like a Sterling Shepard goes by the wayside or, you know, whoever, but maybe Evan Ingram. But I think the Giants – the NFC East is up for grabs. I don't know, man. Philly's always inconsistent. Washington is – they're Washington. Don't get me started on them. Even though it's Riverboat Ron, it's still team at a moment's notice. So I think the Giants can contend. I don't think they're far off.
I think the Cowboys are going to be here to stay with McCarthy, to be honest with you. That's scary. That team has had all the talent for the last decade, and Jason Garrett is walking around with his head up his ass. And McCarthy's going to get in there and change that place.
Every year, no matter what happens at all, the NFC East is always up for grabs. There's a new winner every single year. And
it's that magic.
But, yeah, I think John's right. This might be Cowboys' year now that they actually have a coach who knows what the hell they're doing.
Is Dak their future, though?
Are they with McCarthy, maybe.
He might. I think them tagging him might be the, all right, you got 1 year to prove yourself, prove it, or else we're moving on from you.
Excuse me. Jesus.
I don't. Has he signed yet? I don't think he has, right?
I don't think he's signed the tender.
No. Okay.
Is he the $40 million a year guy? Absolutely not. But I
no, definitely not.
I don't know.
17 games coming up. You got to remember that now. You can't think in terms of 16. You got to think of that extra game now.
That's
true. That's remember. I know.
No. It's a valid point. Just the whole concept is disgusting in my mind. Ruining the sanctity of the game.
I know. I hate this extra playoff. I hate that extra playoff game.
That's worse, in my opinion. That's worse than the 17 game schedule. One team getting a bye is absolute BS.
Oh, we'll get to that. Don't worry. I'm sure we all have good takes on that.
Why even fucking ruin a perfect thing?
Their playoffs were perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Let the division mean something. And then first two, obviously, who wants to fight for, at the end of the year, second place if it really means nothing much more? So first place or nothing then.
I mean, there's literally no difference between the second seed and the fourth seed now.
Yeah.
Which is other than reseeding in future rounds, obviously. But entire division can make the playoffs now.
Yeah. What you had last year.
NFC West. NFC West.
The entire NFC West could make the playoffs.
Yeah.
It will happen. Well, the South could happen too. No, Carolina's taken this year, I think.
I don't think they're going to tank. I just think it's going to be rookie coach, rookie.
Well, that's what I mean. They're not going to win. At best, I see them going 6-10.
I thought you said Carolina's taking it. I was like,
no.
No. They're not going to tank.
No. Matt Rhule is playing for the future.
It's hard for me to believe that a team is going to tank. I don't think all these players are going to walk in on the field and risk injury just to lose.
Yeah, it's not a thing. Every single game is essentially a job application for players.
In basketball, I believe it, but not in the NFL.
If you're a player and you put trash on the field, you're only costing yourself future opportunities. So I will never believe that teams willingly tank in the NFL. I think there's some crazy stuff that goes on in the NBA that wouldn't surprise me. But football, no way.
Miami pre-week like 11 was tanking. They were in full tank mode. And then I don't know what happened in that locker room with Fitzmagic. But I would have thought for sure they were tanking for Tua.
I think the AFC least can't even tank, right?
Well, because Tua got hurt. We got to remember, I think Tua got hurt, and then that's when they started to win games. I noticed that pattern. And it just makes perfect sense. They've been tagged to Tua for the longest time. I'm telling you, I think they were trying to get the number one spot.
I think we should record this with video, and we should all have tinfoil hats for when we bring up takes like that. You got to put the tinfoil hat on when the conspiracy theory is coming out.
Hey, I might be onto something.
I think that's pretty good, to be honest with you.
It is. I'm telling you. It's not as far-fetched as it maybe seemed. And, I think this is interesting. Miami actually fired their offensive coordinator, Chad O'Shea, to bring in Chan Gailey for a more college system, you know, a simpler system. So I don't know, man. I think Miami did very well in free agency.
Who do they have for a quarterback there? Is it
they
still
do
Fitzmagic?
Well in free agency every year. They're going to be cutting these guys in 2 years.
They're going to draft Tua. I think it still fits magic. I don't think they signed anybody.
What number are they? Three?
Four, five.
Five? Ten? Seven?
They're five, but they've been linked to trade up to three with Detroit.
Ah.
Who's James? Can you give me the top five?
So in the top five, we have Cincinnati, Washington, Detroit, Giants, Miami. With Chargers,
Carolina,
Arizona.
If Miami trades up, they're idiots. None of those other four teams are taking a quarterback unless they think somebody else is going
to. But somebody's going to trade up. That's what I think is going to happen. Someone's going to trade up with Detroit. Because who's projected at three? That Jeff Uda, the cornerback, Ohio State.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the first two picks are guarantees. Let's be real. That's not kid. We all know Joe Burrow's going one. Chase Young is going two.
So
did you guys
see Detroit?
Talk about, hold on. Okay. Talk about tinfoil hat here. Some of the talk that if the NFL season doesn't happen because of COVID-19, that they would just redo the draft order. So in that case, for 2021. So in that case, Cincinnati would pass on Burrow, take Chase Young, and then get Trevor Lawrence next year and have Trevor Lawrence and Chase Young.
Yeah, but that would, Cincinnati brilliant. Would need that brilliant. To happen though.
Tinfoil hat, baby, you gotta believe.
But I think if this season gets canceled, hopefully it doesn't, knock on wood.
Knock on wood for me, please.
They can't keep the same draft order, can they?
They'd have to figure out another way to do it. And like, would randomizing it be fair? Like,
I think it's the lottery.
Chiefs get the number one pick.
So I was
It's either that or you give Cincinnati two number ones right in a row without even having to do anything.
I was listening to it on the radio. Someone did an article basing it off the NHL when they locked out for the entire season. They did like a weighted system based off playoff appearances, number one picks received. And it was just like a weighted lottery. So, I mean, Cincinnati theoretically could get back-to-back number one picks. Cleveland's done it in the past. They drafted Tim Couch and Courtney Brown, and look how well that panned out. So, I mean, for all you know, drafting Chase Young and then drafting Trevor Lawrence could bust. It's not an exact science, man.
Nothing in the draft is.
Exactly. It's so funny. We spend all this time talking draft and talking all these players, but nobody knows. These coaches don't even know. Sometimes they hit lightning in a bottle.
Honestly, I think that's why I have a hard time getting into it sometimes. I like looking at all the mocks, and it's fun to learn about the players and stuff, but trying to pan who's going to go where and how their career is going to play out. I mean, you can't evaluate a draft until you're 3 or 4 years down the road. So
no,
I try not to waste too much energy getting all wrapped up in that. It's fun, but it's kind of an exercise in futility, I guess.
No, I what I get most excited for is the draft is not trying to figure out where everybody's going to try to go, but who does my team want? What are their biggest needs? What are you going to do? What's going to make me mad? What are they going to do that's really going to make me mad?
What are you, a Jets fan?
Huh?
What are you, a New York Jets fan?
Yeah. More like Tampa Bay taking Aguayo in the second round.
I actually didn't hate the pick at the time. That really blew up.
It was a garbage pick.
Janikowski was a first-round pick. He panned out. I know. I'm shooting at that. I know.
It's also like also being a big college fan, like finding out where all the players from my college team are going to go. It's what is the most exciting part of this draft, hoping that they do well, seeing them do at the combine, and then seeing where they're going to end up. Like I was attached all last year to find out where Julian Love was going to go. I was so excited to find out where he was going to go, when he was going to go, and then find out he actually went really late in the draft to the Giants. I was actually very surprised by that.
Like Winovich going into New England, dude. Same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. Which I'm still so upset that still, I don't know what it is, but Bill Belichick hates the Fighting Irish. He hates drafting anybody that wears that green uniform, and it's so aggravating. I just want to buy one Patriots jersey from a Notre Dame player. And I swear to God, it better be Cole Kmet.
So, if they have to draft Cole Kmet, then they've whiffed on so many tight end prospects and missed opportunities with players. Cole Kmet is the only thing that makes sense. They have to draft him. If they do not draft him, I would be totally shocked. So that means they're not going to draft him.
No. They're going to trade out.
They're going to take the fat kid from Georgia again.
Makes too much sense. Exactly. Oh, please. Bill has such a hard-on for players from Georgia.
And Rutgers. Georgia and Rutgers.
Yeah.
Well, Shiano's back there now. I think that was all planned. Belichick let him go last year as the defensive coordinator. He's like, go back to Rutgers. Develop that pipeline for me.
Wait, who are the new coaches this year? We got Rule, McCarthy.
Joe Judge, New York.
That's who else I was trying to think of.
I'm trying to think who else.
Because I was trying to think of today. I was like, was there any coaching changes? And I remember McCarthy and Rule and
Ron Rivera. Judge.
Yeah, Riverboat Ron going to Washington.
Yeah.
And who's in Cleveland now? No, who's in Cleveland? Stefanski?
Yep.
Yep. So, which Cleveland's going to be interesting.
That they're always interesting for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. I know.
And then they're always bad.
Yeah. I just want to touch up on New England. They're sitting at pick 23. I really want them to pick Cole Kmet, but that's definitely not going to happen. They have a lot of holes this year. They have a lot of holes. Their front seven last year, it was decent, but still.
Take for Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not going to happen. When Bill Belichick's trying to get Don Shula, they're never going to tank.
Belichick has 5 years in the tank. He can do it.
They're not tanking. So there's a lot of things New England can do. They can go because they lost a lot of linebacker and front seven help this year. They have Stidham, and they just released Kessler today, actually.
So they're going to draft one.
Got Stidham and Hoyer as their QBs for now. They need help at wide receiver. They need
Help everywhere.
They need tight ends. Maybe an offensive lineman, but I don't see them going for an offensive lineman early. I can see them going, trying to shoot for one in a barrel later.
No, they'll go late for an offensive lineman if they do. I mean, they just pay Tooney.
I think first two rounds are going to be wide receiver, tight end.
Well, if they trade into the second round, I think I wouldn't be surprised. Like I said, Cole Kmet makes perfect sense to New England. I think he would succeed great in that system.
He's such a great blocker, and he's a good route runner. He's got decent hands. It just makes all that he's a Bill Belichick guy all the way through. And so he better go to New England, but obviously he's not going to because that's what I want to happen.
I want him, and then, like I said earlier, Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts would be great in that system. I could see him being just exactly like Russell Wilson.
There you go.
Thank you. I try my best. I think he's a winner. He was a winner at Bama. He was a winner this year at Oklahoma. I know they lost in the semifinals, but this guy can do it all around. Plus, Nick Saban, him and Belichick are, butt buddies. Saban has a huge, huge thing for Hurts. He has utmost respect. I think I watched something on YouTube about him, and he was praising him like left, up and down, everywhere. I think he'd be a great fit in New England. I think this kid's going to be a winner. I think he's probably going to be the best out of all the quarterbacks in this class.
But do you think he actually gets to the Pats pick? Do you think he goes out late in the draft?
I think he escapes the first round. I think that's very likely. I think Jordan Love will go in the first round. I think the first three quarterbacks are pretty much a Burrow, Tua, and Herbert. And then I think Love and I can see Fromm or Eason going in the first round. I think Hurts could be found in the second or third round.
I think Hurts has been too good, and he's been in the big stages. He's been everywhere, being at Oklahoma and Alabama. Like, he's been seen. I don't see how he can get out of the first round because I'm going to go through the draft and name any team that may or may not need a quarterback. We got Cincinnati.
Yes.
Detroit, no. Giants, no. Miami, Chargers.
Yes.
Jacksonville.
No, I think they should stick with Minshew and draft later. I could find value later on.
Well, I'm just saying they don't have a franchise QB in Minshew. But I'm saying they could use quarterback help.
If I'm Jacksonville and you can get Hurts in the second or third, I say do it.
Yeah, I exactly. I don't see them going first. Taking one in the first round. There's more needs, I think, in Jacksonville.
There's that. Next is Cleveland, Jets, Vegas, San Francisco, Tampa Bay, Denver, Atlanta. I don't see any of them taking a quarterback.
I just said, who's Vegas?
Dallas, Miami again at 18. And then Vegas again at 19, Jacksonville again at 20. So Jacksonville has two picks in the first round. Do you think either of those are going to be QB?
Miami?
The Jacksonville.
No. I don't think Jacksonville takes a quarterback in the first round.
I have a weird feeling that Jacksonville is going to do that, where they pick one of at least number 20 as a quarterback.
So it's going to be two, Jake Fromm or Jordan Love. Woof. Ugh. No. I don't like it. I think Minshew's just a gunslinger. I'm not saying he's your best long-term solution, but I think you could go 7-9 with Minshew. I think he'd be better than a Fromm. I think he'd be better than Jordan Love. I know Jordan Love is very unproven, but I'm not a big fan of what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
7-9 and probably make the goddamn playoffs in the AFC this year anyway. So,
so
now with seven teams making it.
I hate it.
Dude, how exciting is this football year going to be? Because you got Breeze, Brady, Bridgewater, and Matty Ice all in the same division, all playing each other twice a year. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see Brady Breeze twice a year now for the next at least 2 years. What, did Breeze get a one-year or two-year contract?
Two.
Yeah, so for the next 2 years, they're going to face off twice a year. It's going to be very, very fun.
No, Taysom Hill.
No, Breeze is back. It's Breeze's job to lose unless Breeze is taken out on his deathbed. Taysom Hill will not start.
It'll be interesting to see how Brady does in a new system. And he's got no more weapon excuses, buddy boy.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing left. If he stinks now, it's because he stinks.
Yeah, because he's got Godwin, he's got Evans, he's got O.J. Howard, he's got
Bryce.
Brate.
Oh, Brate. Yeah.
Or they have Ronald Jones. I don't know who else they got at running back.
One of them just left. One of them just signed someone else in free agency.
Yeah. I saw that.
The thing that's interesting, too, is with Brady, they've never really had a striking downfield style offense, with the exception of Randy Moss in 07.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been, move the chains, dink and dunk.
Yeah, dink and dunk, yeah.
That's not Bruce Arians, man. Bruce Arians is bombs away all day, every day. So I'll be interested to see how Brady at 43 adapts to that, or if Arians changes things up. But that doesn't really play to Godwin and Evans. They're the, bombs away type guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's an interesting pairing, interesting combination there. Let's see how that plays out.
I don't think Brady's going to do well. I think it's going to be an interesting interesting mix. I don't know. I'm praying
that the Patriots win the East and Tampa tanks. That's what I want to happen.
There is no way. There is absolutely no way that the Pats are going to win the East this year.
That's my pick, man.
Buffalo! The Mafia!
So, Buffalo and Miami both made upgrades to their team, while the Pats did not. And the Pats barely even won it last year. And now they have no QB. Collins is gone. Van Noy's gone. Danny Shelton's gone. They're kind of thin on the O-line. We have no idea what we're going to get with Stidham. There's no way that the Pats are going to win the East this year.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I think the Pats are probably going to go 6-10. I think Stidham... I would not be surprised if the Pats go 6-10 and then they package Stephon Gilmore in their first round pick to trade up to number one and take Trevor Lawrence. I'm telling you, I'm all aboard that train. That's a hill I'm willing to die on for 2020. F coronavirus. It's all for take for Trevor. That's what it's all about.
Is that going up on the board?
It's going up on the actually right now. It says Ryan loves Charles loves Ryan forever. Yes, take for Trevor is going up on that damn board. Yeah.